The summit between President Bush and Russian President Vladimir Putin has ended, with the two leaders agreeing to disagree over President Bush's plans to develop a missile defense system. The summit concluded today in Crawford, Texas, where the two leaders took questions from high school students. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Crawford.
This is one of the advantages of being a high school student in the town that the president calls home. Your civics lesson is hosted by the president of the United States and his new friend, the president of the Russian Federation. They both came casual, the American in a barn jacket, the Russian in a dark sport coat and polo shirt. At the microphone, they took turns trading good-natured barbs. President Bush said Putin seemed to enjoy his late fall visit to a place that's barely even a spot on the map.
I told him he was welcome to come back next August to get a true taste of Crawford. He said, fine, and maybe you'd like to go to Siberia in the winter.
Putin, meanwhile, answered with this.
We in Russia have known for a long time that Texas is the most important state in the United States.
Но если говорить совсем серьезно, у нас действительно знают в России, ну, за исключением Аляски, которую мы вам когда-то подарили.
Except maybe for Alaska, which we sold to you.
There were serious questions. One girl, a high school senior, asked about the repression of women in Afghanistan. President Bush responded, calling the Taliban, quote, the most repressive, backward group of people we've seen on the face of the earth in a long period of time. Putin said the Taliban's treatment of women is disrespect of extreme dimensions. And there was this.
My name's Sean Law. I was wondering if you've come to a conclusion about whether or not to deploy a national missile defense system.
Are you with the National Press Corps, or are you with you there?
The question highlighted a major area where President Bush and Putin disagree, and which they were unable to resolve this week.
We have a difference of opinion. But the great thing about our relationship is strong enough to endure this difference of opinion. And that's the positive development. We found many areas in which we can cooperate. We've found some areas where we disagree. But nevertheless, our disagreements will not divide us as nations combine to make that need to combine to make the world more peaceful and more prosperous.
Putin also commented first on the nature of the question.
Мы когда ехали, президент говорит, ну мы там общие вещи такие скажем.
The president told me that we'll just limit ourselves to generalities, but he was mistaken.
That's right.
Вы сейчас аплодируете сами себе.
You are applauding yourself.
He then answered that the U.S. and Russia do have a common objective, to provide security for their people and to be prepared for future threats.
У нас есть расхождение в том, как мы
What we differ in is that... We differ in the ways and means we perceive that are suitable for reaching the same objective.
This afternoon, the two presidents said goodbye, with Mr. Bush accepting an invitation to travel to Russia for more talks in Moscow and for a reciprocal visit to Putin's hometown of St. Petersburg sometime early next year. Don Gagne, NPR News, with the president in Crawford, Texas.